Hi, I'm Emily Solaby, founder of Juno Jones, the stylish safety boot company, and your host on the Hazard Girls podcast here on Jacket Media. I'm so honored to host this show where I get to chat with Hazard Girls about their careers. Hazard Girls is an online community for women working in traditionally male-dominated fields. On our show, you'll get to hear from these amazing women about the path that led them to their current careers, challenges they've overcome, advice for other women in entering these industries, and more. Our guest today is Jennifer Crozier. Jenny is the co-owner of Crozier Construction Services, LLC, and the safety compliance manager for Delta Valley Trucking. She does general contracting with her husband on residential new construction, additions, and remodels. She is a member of the Utah Valley Home Builders Association, the National Association of Women in Construction, or NAWIC, Empowering Women in Industry, and she is a Crew Collaborative Ambassador. She received the 2022 Outstanding Women's Award with the Women's Builders Council, the Hamlet Homes Female Builder Grant, Star Trucker of the Quarter, and has been nominated for several other awards throughout her career. And most recently, Jenny is the author of the children's book, Jenny, a Jill of All Trades, I Am a Welder. So cool, Jenny. I'm so happy to finally have you here. And I'm really excited about your book, which is launching today. So exciting. Welcome to the Hazard Girls podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start because I feel like we have so much to talk about. I just want to touch on first on the book because, you know, it's just the most of the moment thing that's happening right now. Today is actually the launch of your children's book, Jenny, a Jill of All Trades, I Am a Welder. And I have my copy right here. I have one of the first edition copies since Juno Jones was, boots are actually in the book. So that is super exciting and a huge honor. So I got to have this advanced copy of the book and I love it so much. My daughter thinks it's amazing. So yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I was honored to feature you and so many fantastic companies that are just blazing trails. So I'm honored.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about, you know, a little bit about your background. You have so many different things happening in your background and in your professional life. Yes. So I want to kind of clarify what they are and hear a little bit about your story. So you are not only in the trucking industry, but you're in the construction industry separately. Can you tell us about your two careers there?
Okay. So it's funny because I grew up in around my grandpa and he was a mechanical engineer. And it was a time though when girls weren't really allowed to, you know, help do the project. So my brother and my cousins would get to help, but they would let me play fetch. So from early on, I got this fascination with tools. And so anytime I can be around tools, I'm all about it. So I'm really blue collar in trades. And my dad was a trucker when I was young. And I just come from a long line of blue collar. So I have utmost respect for them. And I see how hard they work. So I'm a safety compliance manager for a trucking company. And I love that. I love, trucking is so important. And everything that you probably have was brought to you by a truck driver. So hats off to them. Thank you to them. And so that's my morning job. I go in at like 6:30 a.m. to 2. And then in the afternoons, I have a construction company with my husband. And that's what I do in the afternoons. And in there, in between, I'm a wife, I'm a mom. You know, I do community stuff. I do this book. I have my full plate, but it is so rewarding.
Yeah, that is a lot. So you actually have two separate jobs that you're completely doing. So you have this trucking industry job in the morning and up into the afternoon, and then you have the actual construction job. That's really a lot. And then I don't know when you're finding the time to do things like write a children's book and publish it, Jenny, but you did somehow. So kudos to you. So yeah, when we first met on Zoom, and it was the Empowering Women in Industry meetup, I think, right?
Yes. Yep. We bonded over trucking. We started talking about trucking. Yep.
Because I have a background in the trucking industry and you are in the trucking industry. So in my mind, that was your industry. So then when I heard that you had a construction company, I thought, what? How is she doing all this? But yeah, so, okay. So with, like, are you completely staying in both industries? Are you planning on kind of shifting into one of the industries? What's your plan?
I'm just kind of relishing the moment. I like it all and it's hard to give up any of it. So I just keep plugging along. And, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom for a lot of years until my kids got old enough that I felt like it was my time. And I feel like that's where I'm at right now. I'm not just the helper. I got to the point where I had always been just the helper, but I was more than that. And so I was like, no, I'm going to be the owner. And it really kind of opened things and changed things. And then I started seeing the importance of letting these next generations know. And so it's just one thing snowballed into another. And I'm just along for the ride for however long that lasts.
So as far as trades, so, you know, we just talked about the trucking industry, and that's, and I come from that industry as well. And a lot of people define trades in a certain way, and it excludes the trucking industry. I feel that the trucking industry is trade. What is your take on that?
I do too. And, you know, and trades are so vast. I mean, I consider, you know, a chef or a beautician, those are all trades. Like, you are working with your hands. And I think it's so important with most things that mean anything that they have that in there. So, I mean, even with cooking and stuff today, our kids are losing their hands in it, that love in it, that, you know, that goes with it. And same with the trades and trucking. And a lot of people, they get, I don't know why, but it has a bad stigma or a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths, but they are the hardest working people. Anybody in a skilled trade is just, they are working their butts off, and it's for other people. That's the thing about the trades. It directly impacts other people. You know, the whole infrastructure of what is America.
It's so true. It completely applies to trucking, because everything we have, as you said, comes through a truck. Everything that's delivered came through a truck. And it's in your book, Jenny, a Jill of all trades, I am a welder. It just reminds me of a passage in the book where you talk about, in the very beginning, why you did this book. And it says, this book is meant to inspire children and adults to take a look at different trades careers and how they impact each and every one of us. Now, this is the part that it really resonates with me. Trades are the backbone of everything, literally everything, all around the world. Trades jobs need dynamic people from all walks of life to go into these exciting industries. And it's true. Everything that surrounds us is here because a tradesperson took the time to create it, took the time and hard work to make it happen and make it functional and make it beautiful. And it is so important that we honor that as a really relevant and important goal for so many of our children to strive toward. And I love that your book is inspiring kids to do that.
And one of my favorite things is how, like, being a builder is how intimate it is. I am building the space where they will have their memories. They will have their babies. They will have good times. They will have bad times. Like, I am constructing those walls, you know, with my passion, but with their love. And it's just, if you know, and you look at a hospital, you look at a school, like, we aren't just building things. We are building humanity. Like, we are building everything that goes into anything important that you have. So when you look at it like that, I mean, it's such an intimate process and such a uniquely amazing ability to have. And of course, I want to share that with these kids and say, hey, you can do this too, because I think there's a lot of people that, given that opportunity, would love those skills because it is so amazing what you can accomplish.
Yeah. And I think it's also really cool how to think about that things last longer than humans even. So the buildings are here beyond us. And the building I'm sitting in right now was built in the 1800s. People that built that left their legacy.
Yes. I know. And actually, when I built my home's very special to me because it was completely custom from the beginning. Like, we did everything. And I got to use for my backsplash in my kitchen. I had this old wood that actually came from a fence that the 8th grade boys built my great grandmother during the Depression because her husband had passed away. And I had some of that wood that was handed down to me. And I was like, I have to use this in my house. And I have old newspapers from like the 50s that I epoxied as my windowsills. I have old doors that I specially had to build the frame so that they would fit. Because, I mean, things are so different now, height wise and width, so that I could use those in my house that came from my grandparents or my great grandparents. And, you know, there's so much you can do when building, because it really does tell a story about who you are and what you want. And I love when people come into my home and they're like, it feels like home. And it's like, that's because there is generations of love in this space.
I love that. And so, and this is why it was so important to you to pass that knowledge and to pass, you know, that the possibility onto your children, because are you concerned that not enough children are being made aware of trades these days as a career option?
Oh, absolutely. So to go back to how all of this kind of snowballed into today, I was in a situation where I went to rent some equipment and they wouldn't rent it to me. They wanted my husband. And anytime you
wait.
I know.
What?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Here I am, a grown woman, and they made my husband come and rent it under his license.
Can you please explain this to me, because I don't understand.
I don't understand it. And like, I was so like taken aback that I had to really be like, okay, this is a pivotal crossroad moment in my life. How am I going to react? And I'm ever the optimist. I'm ever the positive. And I was like, I'm going to take this and I am going to use this to do something more. So I started looking for actual programs that would show I was certified in heavy equipment. Even though I was the one going to run it, I knew what I was doing. I didn't have that. I get that education and paper have a clout, right? So I found a program down at my local community college, and it was really hard to walk in there. It was really hard to be the only female. And I really hit it off with my professors. And I was like, how can we get more women into these programs? And they were joking, but serious. And they said, be in a pageant. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I am not like a pageant person, but I don't back down from the challenge. So they sponsored me and I was in the Mrs. Utah, which, because you're in, you know, my platform was helping women build the doors they walk through, which is so important, because growing up, I didn't have any doors open for me. And I had to wait a lot of years before I was like, you know what? I'm just going to build it. I don't have to wait for someone to open that for me. Like, I can make my own. And I started going into elementaries and talking to these kids. And I was blown away that they are severely lacking in goals. They are severely lacking in direction, in what they want to do with their life. Like, a lot of them were like, I just want to be an influencer, or I just want to do this, or I don't want to have to do anything. And it's like, what are we teaching our children? And it made me really think about and reevaluate some of the things that I was teaching my own children, and that what they were exposed to. And I was like, oh no, this can't be. Like, we've got to do something. And so I've always written poems, and I'm always cheesy and covered in sprinkles. And I was like, we can do this. This will be amazing. And so that's kind of how everything started snowballing. And I just, you know, going into these schools and talking to these girls, especially, and they can see that, wow, you can beauty and beast. You can be this feminine person, but you can get dirty and sweaty and build something amazing and have that kind of power. They light up. And I can't tell you the difference between, you know, you're talking to someone, a little girl, and they're telling you stuff, and then a light bulb goes off, like with welding or whatever. And they just are like, well, wait, you mean I can do this? And someone believing in them and saying, yes, you can, it's going to open up so much for their future. So that's kind of how I got from, you know, just being, I didn't really think what I did was that special, because I've always done it. I've always just been along on the job, and I've worked, and to, oh, this is kind of unique that I'm out there, big hair and earrings and makeup, doing the job. And, you know, people started stopping and asking questions. And so I realized I was in a special place where maybe I should pick up that microphone and say what I had to say.
Well, I'm so glad that you did decide to pick up that microphone and get your message out there. So, okay. So you told me that you were in a school program, getting certification. And that's when you realized that there weren't a lot of women and girls that were even knowing about it to get into it. So they told you to join a pageant. Now, that's where you lost me. What is the school's connection with a pageant? Why would that have anything to do with trades? Like, can you walk me through that?
So, you know, it was one of those things where we were just in the shop BSing, and, you know, we were just shooting ideas around of like, where is a big pool of very feminine women that could let me be heard? And I don't know why pageant, I don't have any background in pageant. I've never done one. I've never But my one professor was like, I'm serious. Like, I think you should do this. And I really thought about it. And I talked to some of my trucking coworkers and I talked to, you know, some other people, and they were like, well, I guess why not? And then the run amok photographer, Brooke, who did my amazing headshots, she had a background in trucking. I believe it was her, I don't know if it was her mother or her grandmother, started the first female-owned trucking company in our state. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of hit it off. And, you know, we were just talking about all of this stuff and how, you know, and she really was the same way. Like, if you have a microphone and someone hands it to you, you pick it up. You don't miss that opportunity, whatever that looks like. This one just happened to look like a pageant. And mm-hmm. so I'm not really sure, like, how it got from, you know, A to Z that fast, but it was, I think, meant to be, because then it opened other doors and gave me other connections and other things.
Yeah. I'm such a strong believer in what you just said, that you don't give up a chance to hold a microphone. You don't
give
up. And
yet as women, a lot of times we do. And it's hard because I'm not one to be in front of the camera. I've really had to push myself to be in that position, because I'm the mm-hmm. person always pushing everyone else forward. I love to lead from the back and create other leaders. So for me to actually take that front has been really challenging for me mentally and emotionally, because I'm just not used to that. Mm-hmm. And yet I get that it's bigger than me and it's more important than me. And I'm in a space where it's important. So I'm doing it, but it is
hard for me. You're amazing. And I completely relate to what you're saying. I know what you mean. It's the, you know, leadership. Sometimes we don't choose it, you know, sometimes it chooses us.
Yeah, so. I know. And sometimes those stars align and you just have to say, oh, my stars, here we go. Like, what if, you know, like, here it is. Cause yeah, if you pass that up, then you'd miss all of these amazing opportunities for other people.
Well, you have certainly risen to the occasion. So tell me what was the pageant like? What was that experience like?
It was very different than I thought. Going in, I was totally unsure what to expect, you know, and I really am not polished compared to these women. They are so, like, seriously, hard hats off to them. They are so
who is polished compared to those women?
I know. I mean, that's the thing. Like, they're so polished and so dedicated and like, they just have all these things. And I'm more of a, well, we'll see what happens kind of, like, you know, I'm always organized and I'm always prepared, but it was a whole different world for me. And you know, I didn't really fit in, but I'm used to that. So I kind of was in this spot of, I'm too blue collar to be pageant, but I'm too pageant to be blue collar. So it was kind of fun to connect those worlds, because I was kind of on the outskirts of both. And it was so exciting to represent my state. You got to have a state costume, and the house that she built, which is part of the Professional Women in Building, which was the first house in the nation built entirely by women. And it was done in my state. I was honored to have them be one of my sponsors, and I represented them on that stage. And I get emotional, because that is huge. Like, the impact that women are having right now in the trades is huge. And to have my state take such a big stand on that feels really good.
Yeah. So it's Mrs. Utah America. So is the pageant a national pageant? Is it a state pageant?
Yes. They go to nationals. If you win, you go to nationals in Vegas, and it's all the states have one. Yeah.
Okay. So, and then you were in the Mrs. Utah portion of it, and that's where you got represented by the organization that had the all female. Okay. Got it. Really interesting. So you had the ability to then, you had this platform and this huge audience to be able to share all about the traits, and were you able to see any impact?
Yes, because it has led to this. Mm-hmm. It led me to then be up for different awards with the Empowering Women of Industry and meeting all those people. And that's how I met my publisher. Was Karen was at the Empowering Women event, and I just said, hey, you know, I would love to hear about your publisher and meet her. And so I would say it definitely is continuing to have an impact. And I think most choices that we make are that way, when we feel prompted to do something and we follow it. And we have that burning in there of, like, it scares the heck out of me, but I'm going to do it anyway. That probably means you're on the right path.
Let's talk about Empowering Women in Industry. So you found out about the group through the pageant?
Someone nominated me for their awards. And so that's how I found out about them. And
then, Yeah,
I just fell in love with all of everybody that's part of it, and just the powerhouse of women that they are and the changes that they are making just blow my mind. I'm humbled and honored to even be able to brush elbows, let alone rub them, you know?
It's such a dynamic group of women and men. There are some men in it too. Empowering Women in Industry is a national, actually it's an international organization. Every year they have a big conference, and the conference is so much fun because not only do they have incredible speakers all about women's empowerment and helping women navigate different aspects of being in industry, but they have an award ceremony, which Jenny, that you were a part of that, and they have a big gala at the end of the night. So just, you know, letting our audience know in case they're not familiar, but it's such a great organization. And this year it's going to be in Chicago.
I'm up for Tradeswoman of the Year. So I know, I'm excited. Maybe I'll score a win. And if not, it was an honor to be mentioned among such great women.
Yeah, definitely recommend attending. If you can attend, for our audience, if you can attend that in October, and each year they have it. And I think the following year, I'll probably be in New Orleans again. So let's touch a little bit on Crew Collaborative. So we love Crew Collaborative here. We've at the Hazard Girls Podcast, we've had Christina on twice to tell us all about when she was first starting Crew Collaborative, and then like where she gave us an update like a year or two later, you know, filling us in on everything. So what has your experience been like? You're a Crew Collaborative ambassador, right?
Yes. I went through their training program and I became an ambassador, and they talked to you about, you know, how to talk to groups and talk to schools, and they do classroom talks, which are really unique because anywhere in the nation, a school can say, hey, I want a classroom talk, and they can pick someone, whoever's available. So if you're in Ohio and you get me, I could be on the job in Utah doing a job, and you get to see and ask me questions and talk about it. And it's a really unique experience for kids who really haven't had exposure to blue collar. And their hashtag is office views. And it's like, instead of, you know, always sitting behind a computer, this is what you would get to see. Mm-hmm. And it's been a really good, I love that they find the magic in men and women, because I think that really is where the strength is. And I'm all about like female empowerment, but I do think that it really is everyone working together to make that change. And we need more males in the industry as well. It's a very aging group of individuals, and a lot are retiring and not as many are coming in. And there's so many great jobs that pay really high. And yeah, it's physically demanding and it's a lot of work, but it's so rewarding. And I think the excitement and showing the rewards is what they need to see, because a lot of kids, they are burnt out by the time they hit the end of high school. They don't know if they want to go to college and sit behind a desk. Well, you know, then maybe we can help you find an apprenticeship to a program that's for a trade, or maybe we can interest you in, you know, something else. And so it really does open doors for those who are transitioning from a kid to an adult, and to have big backers like Caterpillar and Case and some of those who they see the importance of the need of that. So it's been a really good program. It's growing, it's changing, they're learning, we're all learning as we go. And so that's, you know, there's still some growing pains and kinks, and they're handling them really well, and things are, you know, moving along. So that's amazing to see. They had a whole bunch of ambassadors just barely graduate this next class, and they're just growing. So that's amazing.
And so the ambassadors are going out to schools or to job sites?
So it's a call-in. So like, you know, it depends on where you're at and what you're doing. It could just be, you know, a Zoom on your phone in your car if you're on your way to your job. It could be on site. You're not sure what you're going to get or what job. And it's the vast industry of everything. So it could be an electrician, a plumber, a builder, a road worker. I mean, it could be anything. So it just depends on who you get that day, which is fun because then it makes them want to do it again.
Cool. Now, something I wanted to ask you, because I know that you've got all this experience in the trades now. Trucking industry, construction, and your book is called Jenny, a Jill of All Trades, I Am a Welder. So when did the welding aspect of this kick in for you?
So doing general contracting, I do a little of everything, which this is the exciting part about the kids book. I have a whole series coming. This is just number one. So I wanted to start with welding, and not because I'm good at it. Most of my welding jobs are fix it. Like something broke on the job, I have to fix it. Not pretty, you know, nice stuff. I have a lot of to learn and grow. But the welding community is just, they are phenomenal. They are an exciting, dynamic group of people. And I wanted to start there because I had all this amazing, I take pride in my stuff. And I have a Marilyn Monroe welding mask, and I have my pink welding gloves, and I have, you know, my cherry bomb boots, and I have all this stuff. So when I'm dressed up in my welding gear, I feel that spark. I feel that power. And I thought, I can easily put that on a page and you can see it. And yeah. So that's kind of where I wanted to start, but there will be a whole bunch coming because being in general contracting, I do a little of everything. And I always do tease that I am a Jill of all trades, and I might not be a perfectionist at one thing because I do so many, and maybe I should hone in, but I love it all so much. I love the people that are in those fields, and it's just fun to touch on and highlight in a different way than I've seen these skills. So there is some fun stuff coming, and I think my books are just going to keep getting better and better, and people are reaching out and saying, hey, would you spotlight our industry, which blows my mind, like people I don't even know. And it's like that you would trust me to research this and add it to my plethora of skills is just dumbfounding, and I'm honored and I'm loving it.
So, okay. So in the book, I want to talk a little bit about it. Now our viewers can't see it, but we will post photos. But on the cover is the image of a woman. And it's actually, you told me earlier, it's actually your body. Like you took a photo, you had a photo taken. And you're wearing your gear that you talked about. And what you did in this book is you go sort of in a very poetic way, you are introducing children to what it is like to be a welder and all the amazing things about it. The photos and the art in the book is done by Chelsea Roberts. And it's a really unique type of art where it's actually almost like a collage and illustration combined, which is really colorful.
So all the sparks in the background are actually welding pictures. Like they are the job, which is so fun because it is that bright. It is that fun. And then, the character came to life because my illustrator is amazing. And it really is exactly what I wanted in my mind. This is what, you know, it came out, and I couldn't be more tickled.
How exciting to see your vision comes into a reality. Yeah. And then all throughout the book are fun facts about welding. So it's also kind of nonfiction in that way where you've got, all of this educational material in there. And what I love that you did with the book is that you featured brands, and you did it in not in a way to advertise necessarily the brands, but just to raise awareness that these brands exist and they're out there to help promote the trades, right? So some of the brands like Labco, Fire Resistant, Blue Collar Made, and then, of course, my brand, Juno Jones, our brand of Hazard Girls. And you've got Emher in here and so many others. And the cool thing is that people can see their products sort of like throughout the book in the imagery. And then in the back, there's a little description, and it's an interactive QR code. So you can just scan it and then go to the website and learn more about each of these.
And I thought that was so important because it's hard sometimes to find products or things that are tailored to girls and to women. So I wanted that to show they exist and these are real things. And here it is, go check it out. And you know, none of these brands paid me. Like there was no, like it really was just me wanting to feature so much love for them supporting women in the trades. Like all of the people in the back have supported me and you know, my endeavors. And I just find that so commendable and so appreciated. So I love that, you know, it's all about supporting each other and finding that common goal of, you know, bringing the industry into what it can be.
So when will you, do you have a plan for your next book in the series, when it might be coming out and what it will be?
So I do know what it will be. It is written.
Oh, it is?
I still am working on art and stuff. I'm hoping that maybe I can roll one out every year because I think that would be, it took about a year to get this one to where I wanted it. And so I'm guessing that's probably about what it will take for the next one, because it is a lot of layers and editing and changing. And But yeah, I'm hoping that, and pretty much everything I make on this one will go into the next one. And I'm just hoping to keep them going, because I want schools to get excited. I want kids to get excited about reading what Jenny's doing next.
Well, I ordered a few of my copies from Barnes & Noble, which is one of the places it's available. And I'm waiting for those to come in. Those are going to my kids' school. But I would love to hear, you know, where, let our listeners know where they can get the book.
So you can go to JennyAgileOfAllTrades.com, and there are several links, and we keep adding more links when people are picking us up, which is exciting, all over the world. So it blows my mind, and I'm hoping that this just blows up and all these kids get to see this.
And where can our listeners connect with you on social or LinkedIn or email?
So I'm at The Committed Builder on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn just with my name, Jennifer Crozier. I also have the Instagram at Jenny Agile of All Trades, at Jenny Agile of All Trades. I'm not as good at, I need to do some updating on that one, because it's a lot. Like, social media is a lot to handle and juggle, and I've been doing so much. So yeah, any of those would be where to go.
And what would be a message, if you had to give one message out there to young people who are unsure or have a little confusion about their future, what would you say to them, Jenny?
So I actually wrote a poem, if you'll let me read it.
I would love that.
That kind of sums up how I feel about some of that. So is it okay if I read it?
I would love you to read it. Yes, please.
Okay. It's called "It's All About the Shoes." Can a boot help you take over the world? Can it determine your pace? Can it make a huge difference in what you go for and chase? Whether it's a pair of heels or a work boot that you've got on your feet, you have to admit the right ones that feel good just can't be beat. Who's behind the boots is truly what counts, the one who's pounding that nail. It's who chooses to fight the current and not be content to just leisurely sail. Yes, you can make a difference in an entire industry, showing how there's multiple ways to do a job differently. I say we go for it, live a life that is brave and genuinely true, sitting in the knowledge that there is only one you. Can you walk a bunch of steps, go the distance, cover all of the miles? You can go through pains and sufferings and lots of gray smiles. What you experience in your boots lengthens your stride. What you can accomplish while wearing them is worth so much pride. The people you meet while acquiring these boots will help you hold steady, get grounded, have roots. The boots you have on support you in whether you reach your goals or move on. But if I were you, I would take the challenge before opportunity's gone. Break some glass to prove to yourself and to all others, this industry isn't exactly your mother's. It's okay to hold someone's hand or to do it alone. The important thing here is the distance you've traveled and how much you have grown. So zip them up tall or lace them down tight. To go for your dreams is your God-given right. Remember, it's okay to fail or to just miss the mark. What matters the most is trying and lighting that spark. Be sure to be a friend to change, because change is inevitable. And the more that you learn, the more you'll be credible. We are all only humans, not AI or machine. When reaching the top, the process never looks too pristine. Everyone fumbles and foibles with mess ups galore. There will be changes and challenges, and then look, some more. So that's how we learn, and that's how we grow. All of your power is there living deep in your soul. Have you chipped that surface? Have you taken a look? Have you searched every corner and checked every nook? If you're feeling trades pull, you should hear what it says. Existence is a real test, not merely a pop quiz. Non-traditional fields are changing to more female populated. The future of these jobs is already slated. When women are fitted properly with correct PPE and wear, their brilliance catches the sun with a potent, devastatingly beautiful glare. Have you found what ignites you and pushes you on? Have you seen the inspiration of the Juno Jones cherry bomb? These fabulous boots that hold power beyond the untold. It's stunning how a work boot that's bright can make you so bold. Women who inspire women are the best of their kind, making sure that no one ever gets left behind. Ladies have a certain feel when they're on a job. They are building their own doors. They are turning that knob. The female worker has a tendency to be severely overlooked, but when you see their mad skills, you'll be nothing but hooked. We are no less capable. If anything, the opposite is true. Can you imagine the quality they could add to your crew? Instincts can drive us with courage unmatched.
abundant female potential surface yet to be scratched. I'll support you and you can support me. Together we will have a superbly woven power trades tree where women do whatever they want in the trades with female empowerment leading the raid. They say it takes two to tango and hey, I like to dance. Men and women working equally together give everything the best fighting chance. So grab up your dreams and score some new boots. You know, it's said that you miss all the shots you never did shoot.
Oh my gosh.
And I included your mom saying of like, be a friend to change.
I know. Oh my gosh. I'm so moved, Jenny. That is so beautiful and powerful. Thank you so much for sharing. And I want a copy of that. Can I get a copy?
Of course. Yes.
I don't know what to say. I'm really moved. That's extremely beautiful. And thank you so much. Wow. Well, Jennifer Crozier, co-owner of Crozier Construction, safety compliance manager for Delta Valley Trucking, and the author of children's book, Jenny, a Jill of All Trades, I Am a Welder, and obviously an amazing poet as well. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hazard Girls podcast today. You're such an inspiration. I'm going to cry.
I'm actually getting through it. And when I was writing it, I was like, I have to include pieces of her and pieces of me. And I have to just like get through it because it's heavy when you feel inspired and you have that. And your boots inspire me. And this poem, you know, was inspired by you and the boots and women in the trades and the strength that we can have when we are all together.
Thank you so much, Jenny.
You have been listening to the Hazard Girls podcast on Jacket Media, sponsored by Juno Jones, the stylish safety boot company. That's JunoJonesShoes.com. And you can go there to learn about our steel toe boots and to join the Hazard Girls community. I'm your host, Emily Salaby. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.